Beruchim Haboim, welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem together on Daf Yutes Amud Beis at the new Mishnah. Following the previous Mishnah, the Beis Shammai says when doing a malacha before Shabbos that continues on Shabbos, there's an Issur Derais of Shvisus Kelim. Here the Mishnah says, Ein Soilin Basar Betzel, Batzal Ubeitza Ela Kedesh Yitzoilu Mibo'od Yoyim. You cannot roast meat, onions, or an egg, unless it was roasted before Shabbos. Here we're including even Beis Hillel agrees to this din, because Beis Hillel says, since Soylin requires an open flame, Shema Yechate, maybe he will then stir the coals, and thereby be over an Isser Deraisa of Havara, kindling a flame on Shabbos. So therefore he agrees to this Isser Derabanan of Ein Soylin, unless it's Yitzoylu Mibo'od Yoyim. A noisnin pass litanur im chashecha v'lo charora al gabe gecholim. You can't put bread, here we're talking about dough, inside of a tanur. The way they used to then bake their bread, they would put dough on the walls of the tanur. And one cannot do that right before Shabbos. And he also can't put a cookie on top of a coal. The Tanakhama says, unless the top layer became crusted. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Kedeshi Yikroim Hatachtoin Shelo. Rabbi Eliezer argues and says that you need to have that the crust of the underside already becomes, the layer on the other side, underside becomes crusted. And Rabbi Eliezer Lechora is more machmir, it takes longer for the underside to be crusted than the face of the dough. Mishalshelin es hapas bitanur im chashecha. We're talking about, not a pas, it's a pesach. Mishalshelin es hapesach bitanur im chashecha. We're talking about where Pesach comes out to be on Erev Shabbos, is Yud Dalid, and therefore the Korban Pesach is brought on Friday, whereby they need to then roast the Korban Pesach. And here it says that even though we said in the Reisha that one cannot begin the roasting process before Shabbos unless it's completed before Shabbos, here we're talking about a situation where the Korban Pesach was put inside of the oven. They were Mishalshin, they were lowering it, where they had, let's say, the oven with the top being the opening, and they would lower it down. This they can do on Pesach because those who are monui, who are included in the Chabura, will be conscientious and careful not to make sure that they remind each other not to then be mechates to stir the coals. Uma'achizin asa'ur b'medura beis ha'moiked. Another din is that you cannot, what they used to have is a beis ha'moiked and a beis ha'mikdosh, the kohanim, they would walk barefoot as there not to be a chatzitza between their feet and the flooring, which was shayish, which was stone, and that was very cold. In order to warm themselves up, there would be a beis hamoiked in the lishkas, in the area where there was a big fire for the kohanim to then warm themselves up. So it says over here, in regard to then this fire beginning before Shabbos, then it has to catch the fire has to catch onto the wood to then make its flames before Shabbos. And again, over here, we're not worried that they're going to stoke or stir the coals, because since the Kohanim are zerizin, they'll be conscientious and make sure that they don't then do that on Shabbos. Ubigvulin kedeshis achzu ha'or beruboy. Outside the Beis HaMikdosh, however, the only way that you can have a flame would be if there's enough of the flame that is caught, that is considered to be the majority of the wood that is going to be aflamed. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer bepechomim koshu. Rabbi Yehuda says, if that flame is being ignited through not wood but rather coals, then even a little bit is enough, because that coal is going to then remain being lit and it will not go out. Ask the Gemara right away on the din that we just said in the beginning of the Mishnah, that one cannot roast meat or a batzal or onion or a beitza or an egg unless it's roasted before Shabbos, how much roasting, how much cooking needs to be done in order then for a person to be allowed to do that? What's considered to be kedesh yitzolu mi ba'od yom? Ask the Gemara v'kama, how much? Amar Rabbi Elazar Amar Rav, kedesh yitzolu mi ba'od yom kimaychal ben drosoy. As long as it gets to the stage of roasting, like maychal, like the food of ben drosoy. Who was ben drosoy? He was an infamous bandit who was a thief, and he was always on the run, and therefore when he would cook his meat, he didn't have enough time to allow the meat to cook properly, its entire amount. Rather, he would cook it one-third. Some learned that it was one-half. To that extent, if the tzulu, if the roast was done a third or a half, k'maychal ben drosai, before Shabbos, then it's mutter to then be remaining on the flame on Shabbos. They won't be able to concern of Shema Yechate that maybe a person will stir the coals. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Shehu, Kemaychal Ben Drosoy, Ein Boy Mishum Bishulei Nochrim. There's a halacha that a Gentile cannot cook food that needs to be cooked for a Jew, and therefore there is a concern of Mishum Chasinos intermarrying, whereby they said that if a person, however, cooked for himself, the Jew cooked for himself already to the stage of Kemaychal ben drosoy, then afterwards is inconsequential if the goy then continued the cooking process, whereby it's mutter for them to continue and cook for the Jew. So that's the stage, Kemaychal ben drosoy, considered to be sufficient in terms of its cooking process. Tanya Hananya Oimer, we have a brisa also supporting this. Kol shehu kemaychal ben drosoy mutter lahashhoisoy al gabe kiro ve'af al pi she'ein grufa v'ketuma. That when it comes to leaving food in the fire, if it has the stage, it reached the stage of kemaychal ben drosoy, again, either according to some opinions it's a third cooked or others say it's a half cooked, if it's got to that stage, even if you did not do what's called grufa v'ketuma, you didn't then rake, shovel away the coals, or put ashes to then cause the heat of the coals to dissipate, it's still going to be permissible, and we're not concerned that a person might be then stirring the coals on Shabbos. The Gemara now quotes our Mishnah, a noisniness ha-pas, we cannot put the pas unless it gets a certain amount of crust, either on the top, according to the Tanakama, or according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Tachtoin. Ask the Gemara, what is the Kavona here of Tachtoin? Iboilu, Tachtoin heich degabe tanur? Is the Tachtoin, the underside that we're talking about, is that going to be considered to be that which is against the oven? After all, they would take the dough and they put it into the walls of the oven, so the Tachtoin, the underside, would refer to that part of the dough that is now against the oven. Or maybe the tachton implies that it's actually facing the fire. Says the Gemara, Toshma, let's prove from the following braisa. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, kedei sheyikrimu paneho hamedubokim betanor. Rabbi Eliezer himself says that what's considered to be the din that allows a person to keep that bread to be there on Shabbos, so long it was cooked enough, it was baked enough, that its face is davuk to the tanur, which means that what he says, if you take that braisa, what he says, together with what he says here in the Mishnah, tachton means that part that it was then facing, that is against the oven itself. And therefore, he is more machmir than the Tanakama. The Tanakama says that so long as you have the crust of the outer layer of the dough, which is facing the flames, which comes out to become crusted earlier than that which is against the wall of the tanur, of the oven. Therefore, he is more makil, and Rabbi Eliezer comes out to be more machmir. The Gemara now quotes the next part of the Mishnah, Mishalshinas HaPesach. They would lower the carbon Pesach at an opening on the top of the tanur. The Gemara says like this, with the following question, my taima. What is the reason that they allowed this to be? After all, we said that you're not allowed to be tsoile basar, unless it was soil miboin yoim. So how come over here we don't have that iser? Why, when it comes to the 14th of Nisan, where the Korban Pesach was brought on Erev Shabbos, how come is that not a problem? Answers the Gemara, Mishum de Bnei Chabura Zerizinheim. Because the people that are Nimna Bechabura are going to be very careful and to remind each other not to then Mechate, not to then to stoke, to stir the coals. Ask the Gemara, Halav Halchi Lo. But if it wasn't the Korban Pesach, then it would not be okay. V'ha Amar Mar. But we saw before, it says, Gadya, Bein Shirik, Bein Lo Shirik, Shap Your Dummy. If you have a Gadya, if you have the meat of, let's say, a sheep, a young sheep, where the meat is tender, so whether it is sealed or not sealed, then it's okay, because since they'll be careful to not allow the wind to come inside, because that will then ruin the meat of this tender lamb, then it's okay. We're not concerned that there's going to allow. The Gemara now quotes, Mishalshin es ha-Pesach, they would lower the Korban Pesach into the Tanur. Here we're talking about when Yudali comes out to be on Erev Shabbos. And here it says they can roast the meat of the Korban Pesach right before Shabbos by putting it in. Yet our Mishnah in the beginning says in the Reisha, Ein Tzolin es ha-Bosa, you cannot roast Bosar unless we learn until it gets to a certain point of Kemaychel ben Drosoi. My time asked the Gemara, what's the reason why it's mutter by a Korban Pesach? Mishum de Bnei Chabura Zrizin Heim. Because the Bnei Chabur will remind each other and they'll be careful as not to then stoke the flames. Ask the Gemara, Halav Hochi Lo, but if not for this, that the Bnei Chabura are Zrizin, then it would not be permissible. Ask the Gemara, Vamar Mar, but we learned on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, Gadya ben Shorik ben Lo Shorik Shapir Domi. A Gedi, whether the Tanur is sealed or not, it's okay, because we're not worried that somebody's going to open the door of the Tanur, because the wind will then enter and ruin the meat, since the Gedi is a soft type of meat. So therefore, we said that's Mutter. So why over here we're saying the only reason why it's Mutter by Korban Pesach, which is used by a Gedi, is indeed only because the Bnei Chabura is Zrizin Hain? Answers the Gemara, Hasa Mintach. Over there, when we said that the meat is very soft and tender and therefore is susceptible to getting ruined by the wind, that's because it's cut. But over here, by the Korban Pesach, the requirement is al roish v'al kirboy, that the entire korban must be, the entire gedi must be put into the tanur in one piece, and therefore it's not going to be a heter on its own. The only reason why it's mutter is because the Bnei Chabura are zerizin hain. Now the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Machizin es ha'ur, in regard to the Beis HaMoiked, where by the Lishkas, next to the Azara, for the Kohanim to warm themselves up, because they had to walk in the Beis HaMikdash with their barefoot, and therefore they would walk on cold floor, cold stone, so it shouldn't be a chatitza when they do the Avoida. So they need a place to warm themselves up. So there was the Beis HaMoiked, and when they would light the Beis HaMoiked, they can do so even before Shabbos. And it doesn't say, like it does in the Hemshech of the Mishnah, that it has to be Roiv of the Eitzim. Menahani immediately asked the Gemara, from where do we know that this is indeed mutter to do? Omar Rav Huna, loisivaru eish b'chol mosh voisechem. Rav Huna brings the pasuk and says, you shall not kindle a flame in all of your dwellings on Shabbos. B'chol mosh voisechem, i'ata mavir, aval ata mavir b'meduras beis hamoiked. You cannot kindle a flame in all of your dwellings, but in the beis hamikdosh, then you could, yes, kindle a flame. Maski lo Rav Chisda, if that's so, Rav Chisda asks, ihochi, afilu b'shabbos nami. Then why is our Mishnah saying that you can do this before Shabbos? Then according to what you're saying, you can then do it, you can even do this, kindle the flame on Shabbos itself in the Beis HaMikdosh. Elmo Rav Chisda kro ki osa l'mishri evorim upedorim huda osa. Rather, the pasuk over here is only coming to then say it's mutter to the burn, the evarim and the pedorim, the parts and the fats of the korban that was brought on Erev Shabbos. They can then put on the mizbeach on Leil Shabbos. The Kohanim's reason him, but the reason why over here, why it's mutter to light the medura of the Beis HaMoiked, is because Kohanim are zrizin him. Take a look at Rashi, parallel to where we are in the Gemara, in the end of the Dibur Maschil, Evarim Upidorim Hudi Oso. Rashi explains, what does it mean, Kohanim is Rizim Hem, a term that we use all of the time. Says Rashi, Shekulam Hayu B'nei Torah. They are all B'nei Torah, that means they're all very familiar with Halacha. V'charedim, and they're Yirei Shomayim, V'nizkorim. And therefore, they're mindful. So you need both elements of that. They're B'nai Torah and Charedim to be mindful. And therefore, they're not going to be coming to then stoke the flames after it's Shabbos. They'll be more careful. And therefore, that's why it's mutter for them to light this fire in the Beis HaMoked, even Samuch l'Shabbos. The Gemara now quotes the latter part of the Mishnah, Ugvulin, Kedei Shetechoiz, Ha'ur Beruboy, but outside the Beis HaMikdosh, then the fire has to have Roiv. Says the Gemara, my Rubon, what's considered to be Roiv? What is the majority? Omar Rav, Roiv kol echod ve'echod. He says it's the majority of each and every piece of wood. So if you have 10 pieces of wood, it doesn't mean 6 pieces of wood are lit. Rather, it means of all 10, the majority has to be of each and every one of those 10 pieces of wood. Ushmul Omar Kidei Shelo Yoimru Havei Eitzim V'Naniach Tachtehen. Shmuel says it's a different meaning over here. It means that there's enough flame that you can go ahead and release your hand and it will then go up and be burnt on its own. You don't need other Eitzim to then continue to stoke or to add to the flames. In other words, Shmuel learns that Roiv over here doesn't mean Roiv as meaning that it's the majority, but rather Roiv means Harbei. It's a lot. It's enough of a flame to then be self-sufficient. Tani Rav Chiya l'siyue l'shmuel tani. Rav Chiya teaches a brisa that's a support for Shmuel. Kedei shetei shalheves oila me'eleho. That the flame shall go up on its own. V'lo shetei shalheves oila yidei davar acher. And it doesn't go up through something else. So either it's referring to a medura, or this brisa, some learn that it's referring to the menorah, but either way, that it's lit in such a way that it's self-sufficient. You can move your hand away, and the flame will then go up on its own. Eitz yechidi. What happens when a person burns one log alone? Rav Omar Roiv Ovyoy. Rav is of the opinion that Roiv of the thickness of this log of wood. That's what's necessary to be lit before Shabbos. Ve'amrei lo b'roiv hekefil. Others learn that it's the majority of the circumference of this log. Omer Rapapi Hilkach, ba'inen roiv avyoy u'ba'inen roiv hekefoy. Rapapa, we see many times over in Shas, that Rapapa takes the two opinions and he then requires both of them, l'chumra. And therefore over here also, it has to be both the roiv of the avyoy, of the thickness of the wood, as well as the roiv of the hekef of the wood. Kitanoi, the Gemara says that's actually a machloikis tanoim. Reb Chiya Omar kidei sheyishchas ha'etz mimeleches ha'uman. It's burnt enough, the fire burns enough the wood that it actually destroys the wood enough that the uman, the craftsman, cannot use it for malacha. Therefore, it's referring to the oivi, the thickness of the wood. Whereas Reb Yehuda ben Besera Oimer kidei sheteechaz ha'esh mishnei tzdodim. So that the fire, he says, is on two sides, referring to the circumference. V'av apishen raya ledovar, the Gemara says, even though there's not a definitive proof for this matter, but zeche ledovar, we can give a hint to prove the latter opinion of the circumference. It says, eshnei kitzoy sov, ochla ha'esh, two sides. The reason why it's not a raya brua is because here we're talking about a mashal where the Navi talks and calls Klai Yisrael, comparing them to a vine. And therefore, it says, "Shnei kitzoysov ochlo ha'esh." The two sides the fire consumes. V'toychoy nochar, and in the middle is the nochar. In the middle, it is dried up. Hayatzliach lemalacha. Is this going to be successful for malacha? In other words, the two sides are what's being consumed, and that's enough to make the middle part going to be dried up. Therefore, it will not be matzliach lemalacha.